Many of the employees of private security companies operating in Iraq are former U.S. military men and women. These private armies are equipped a lot like the U.S. military, and they do a lot of the same work. Owen West is a former Marine, now a commodities trader in New York City. He recently traveled to Iraq, where he visited with both Marines and civilians, for a week-long memoir for our online partner, Slate.com. West explains that the U.S. military isn't always pleased about the presence of private armies fighting in Iraq.
In the case of Fallujah, the Marines arrived in February with a very systematic plan and approach to how they were going to take that city, and they were going to do it through kindness over the period of several months. On or about 1 April, four contractors were unfortunate enough to roll into the center of that city. As everyone knows, they were ambushed and murdered. The Marines had no idea that these contractors were rolling into Fallujah, and it was their sector. So that caused a huge problem.
Yes. Where do the private companies recruit, and how much are they able to pay for duty in Iraq privately?
The private companies recruit directly from the highest echelons of the military infantrymen, that is, the special forces, former officers in the infantry. And they're attracted to the job for two reasons. Number one, I think there's tremendous flexibility, and sometimes you begin to chafe at that in the military. And second, and this is a much larger reason, the pay is extraordinary. As an infantryman, you might earn, as a captain, $50,000 a year tax-free. If you're going to work for one of the private contractors, you can earn $350,000 tax-free for doing the same work or work that is more secure. And, you know, I saw Michael Moore's movie 9/11, didn't agree with much of it. One part I did agree with was when they interviewed a soldier who was very tired, and he said, you know, I'm driving the same convoy routes as these private contractors are driving, and they're earning 8 to 10 times what I'm earning. That's not right.
What about the regular military, their attitude toward the private contractors? Do they see them, for example, as untrained, unskilled, and not fit for today's Marine Corps, or do they have some respect for them?
On the contrary, these mostly men, because they're infantrymen, are very, very well trained, and they're extremely skilled. If anything, you hear from the senior ranks that we shouldn't have lost these guys in the first place.
You're going to see more private contractors in security operations in Iraq, or fewer as the months continue to add up?
Well, since February, the numbers have grown. If you look at an average rebuilding contract, where in February security made up between 3 and 5% of that contract, now it's making up upwards of 10%. So I think, number one, that's an argument that it's more dangerous in Iraq now. Number two, there are just more contracts for private security going out the door. I would hope, though, that we would get a handle on this, and someone might realize that since we're doing the same job, maybe these folks should be brought back under the military's wing so that they can be controlled and it can be a truly united effort.
Owen West is a commodities trader in New York. You can read his dispatches from Fallujah on Slate.com. Thank you, Mr. West.
Thank you.